What's going on, Rex?
No, I don't know. We had a rough one. You know, there's no question about it. So, you know, we lost twice to them, and our main rival, and you know, that's always tough. But then we turn right back around and got to come and face, you know, Denver, who's playing extremely well now.
Is that tougher on a short week when you have an emotional game like that?
Yep, but, you know, hey, that's the way it is. You know, we know it's never easy going to Denver, that's for sure. The short week, you know, in fact, we're playing against a team that is, you know, a lot different than what we just played, also makes it challenging. But again, no excuses. You know, we're coming out there. We're bringing a good football team, and, you know, so we'll see what happens.
Rex, a couple years ago, the Giants kind of faced the same scenario you are, a night game, Sunday night game, and then a short week trip here for that year was Thanksgiving. Were you a little frustrated when you saw the schedule, or do you not let that stuff get to you?
No, we can't affect, you know, those type of things. You know, we'll just prepare, and you know, it's equal preparation time for both teams, and you know, so it really doesn't bother us.
Rex, can you talk about, and I know you've had probably limited time to look at it, but what you see with Tim Tebow and what they're doing here in Denver?
I think this pass game was really interesting. You know, we only put the ball up in the air 8 times, but that's really all they needed to. I mean, they were able to move the football, you know, really effectively on the ground. The 55 rushing attempts. I think any football fan, true football fan, appreciates that kind of style of play. But, you know, the big thing about Tebow is you can have a guy in position, but they got to try to get him down, which isn't easy. And I like the way McGahee's running. I hope he needs to rest this week and decides not to play this week. He looks good. You know, it's just a challenge. You know, the Decker kid, I think, is underrated. You know, he's a good receiver, and, you know, I think he's a good blocker as well.
How long has it been since you defended an option play?
Oh, I used to defend them all the time in college. So, you know, their thing is, you know, that read option, I think, is a big part of the game anymore. And you know, we face Wildcat quite a bit. I know Miami ran the Wildcat. But the difference is, you know, and they obviously had a skilled back in Ronnie Brown back there. But the difference is, obviously, Tebow's back there, he can throw the football. Where in the most Wildcat things, you know, Ronnie Brown wasn't a quarterback. You know, and things. So, you know, we're fortunate because we had to prepare against Brad Smith. And, you know, Brad Smith was a multi-talented athlete, similar to Tebow. Obviously not quite as big or strong, but he could throw the football. He's the first quarterback in college football to, you know, I think rush for 4,000 yards and throw for 8,000 or something like that, some crazy stat. So, you know, he's a pretty good athlete. We used to work against him quite a bit. So, you know, we're not going to be as behind as you know, people may think.
You know, Rex, there's people here who question if Tebow can throw the football. What do you see when you see him throw? I mean, are you convinced he's an NFL throwing quarterback?
Well, I guess, you know, it might not be, you know, as pretty as some of these other guys stand back there, but he gives you so much more. He's a guy that can run. He's a guy that improvises, and you know, you have to stay on your coverage, similar to like Roethlisberger, but he'll even take off with it more. But, you know, as far as a pure passer and all that, you know, he may not make the great throw, you know, right now on a consistent basis, but he still makes great throws. And when you look at the, you know, he only completed 2 balls. One was right on the money, mm-hmm. you know, for a touchdown and a difference in that game. So, you know, I think he throws the seam ball extremely well. And, you know, so there's, you know, is he the most accurate on, you know, an out route or something like that? I'm not real sure. You know, we don't really see him playing that style as much. So, you know, I guess, you know, the traditional quarterback, maybe he's not, but he gives you other things.
Rex, your defense obviously gives him something he probably hasn't seen much of. How would you describe your own scheme?
Ours is just a multiple, it's just multiple personnel groupings, multiple coverages, multiple blitzes, a lot of different things.
Is your goal just to not give the guy a read, any quarterback, a good look at what you're doing?
Well, that's part of it. Sometimes we'll show them something and play something else. But, this week is going to be about, stopping the run. I think that's going to be the main priority. Obviously, going against Denver is, their priority is to run the football. You have to be able to stop it, or you don't have to worry about playing pass defense or rushing the passer because they won't throw it. So I think that's the number one challenge this week.
What's your assessment of your quarterback, Mark Sanchez, this year, Rex?
Well, I think, right now we're 5-4, and I like evaluating quarterbacks on wins and nothing else, So stats are what they are. I know this guy's a winner. He's, he just a super competitor. They're very similar with Tebow in that, the type of the kind of character he has, the kind of competitiveness and, drive and all that, and he's a winner. So both those guys are winners. Now, they do it a little differently, but, I'm happy with Mark, and I've said it a bunch. You don't get lucky four times in playoff games, road playoff games. This young man has a lot of ability, and I'm proud that he's our quarterback.
Any regrets about saying that you don't think you can beat the Patriots for the division?
Well, no, I don't regret, that at all. I just, speaking what I believe to be the truth. And, I know that gets me in trouble every 5 minutes or something, because I believe we'll win a Super Bowl. Well, I still believe that. But, of course, I get criticized and all that, but I don't expect everybody to understand, I don't think a lot of teams thought we'd make it all the way to the championship game 2 years in a row. I think my things are based on what I believe. I don't believe that we can catch that team because basically they're up two games on us with seven to play. Now, the stranger things have happened. I thought we were out of the playoffs once, and oh, by the way, now we ended up getting in the playoffs. So, I'm not always right in what I think, but I believe, I try to be, say what I believe. And, again, do I hope like heck we can win a division? Absolutely. But I think it's doubtful. I'm realistic. I think it's doubtful. But I think the playoffs are a real possibility. I expect to be in the playoffs.
You're probably going to be a target of some of the fans, even not that you haven't been, but with the cursing at the fan. I know you've already apologized for that. Do you regret making yourself more of a target for that? That sort of thing.
Well, I mean, that was an emotional part of the game. We had just given up a touchdown. We had, I had made a mistake on the timeout, and then for whatever reason it was lost in translation or something. So I was really upset. It wasn't appropriate, but fans always get on me no matter what stadium I go in. Trust me, I get it way worse than that comment. It was just something that obviously I regret, but I think my emotions got the best of me.
Hey, Rex, it seems that any more pundits on Monday or during the week judge the quality of a team's wins, much less their losses. What do you think of the notion of winning ugly?
Oh, nobody cares. I mean, look at how we beat Denver last year. We never cared. That was about as ugly as it gets. But we'll take it. And anybody, you don't have to apologize for winning. I hope we have to apologize for winning on Thursday night.
So that was definitely pass interference last year, right?
Hey, absolutely.
Rex, with all the quarterbacks going, the numbers are off the charts passing this year. Defensively, what's the next step on defense for teams, do you think?
Well, I think you're also seeing a lot of these quarterbacks get knocked out of games and out for seasons and all that other stuff. So, you know, that's one way to control a passing game is hit the quarterback. But, you know, it's still the same game. I think the rules obviously favor, you know, passing the football a little more than they've done in the past. But, you know, you don't have to look any further than Denver's recent success. If you're still able to run the football, you can be successful in this league. Obviously, nobody ran it better than we did 2 years ago. And then last year we ran it well. We're starting to run the ball better. You know, so I feel good about our running game as well. And I still think that wins in this league.
Do you think people are apt to try as many new things on defense as they do on offense?
Well, I know we are. I can't speak for everybody else, but, you know, we're a multiple team, and we don't have to just sit back and say, this is what we play every snap. You know, that's not how we play defense.
Rex, any added, I know it's a tough week for you guys. Any added vacation incentive or anything else for your players that come away with a win on a short week?
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
Do you have any added incentive, any extra days off for your team or anything that, you know, is a carrot in front of the stick for your team this week?
No, we have our schedule the whole season. They can look at our schedule and say, here's the days off, here's whatever. We don't have the victory Mondays. We don't have all that stuff. We expect to win. We call them celebration Mondays. They come in, they watch the film, and they get their lifts in and stuff like that. So we're not, you know, we don't put the carrot out there.